Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for always tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, right here on CIDI 99.1 FM. On today's episode, we chat all about the new tennis dome in Waterloo, a project that has been in the works over the last couple of years. CIDI had the chance to speak with Norman Rushing, who is the president of the François Godbout Tennis Club in Waterloo, an initiator of the project, to get all the details on Waterloo's new tennis dome and how he hopes it will contribute to the development of tennis in Quebec and Canada. Norman, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI all about Waterloo's new tennis dome that I know that you've been working on. I really appreciate your time. And
absolutely. I'm always happy to talk tennis.
So, Norman, like I mentioned, we're here today to discuss the official opening of Waterloo's new tennis dome, a project that you've been working on since 2022 around, if I'm not mistaken.
It's been a few years in the process.
Yeah.
It's been about 5 years since we started thinking about it.
Yeah. And so how does it feel to finally see this project come to life?
Oh, it's excellent. Obviously, it's going to give us 10,000 more court hours this winter. So that's a lot of extra court time. Usually the nets would be gone by now and then only set up again in about May. So definitely we have a lot of options for programming and tournaments and seniors and many different things going on.
And for those who might not be aware of this project, maybe you'd like to briefly summarize how all this got started and why you felt that Waterloo and its surrounding communities needed something like this. I know that you were essentially the person that kind of got the ball rolling on this as the president of the François Godbout Tennis Club in Waterloo. So I didn't know if you wanted to maybe highlight that a little bit more.
It's something that I did a pitch to a few other places, starting with Montreal 15 years ago, and then to Bromont and Granby, and then everybody didn't think it was such a good idea. And then in Waterloo, lo and behold, the smallest of the four areas, and they said, sure, let's give it a try. For sure, having the backing of Mr. Godbout, who's a financial contributor, is really key. What ended up happening was I've heard how many other projects he helped out with, including the baseball field. And I said, well, he's a tennis player, obviously played with the Davis Cup and that for Canada. So I mentioned at the time it was a project of about $800,000. And Tennis Canada is supporting four projects in Canada through Rogers' contribution. It's $800,000 a year, so they give four bursaries of $200,000 each. And he said, well, if you're going to apply and get one of those bursaries, then I'll be there to help you out. So that was pretty interesting because 2 weeks later, we rushed to put in an application, and we did get the funding from Tennis Canada. So we're the first project in 2 years that received funding. And the others are mainly in Ontario, I think one out in Calgary and other places throughout Canada. And from there, then we, with Mr. Godbout's help, we went to see the city, and the city contributed as well. So it's really a great regional project because the city realizes that there aren't enough residents just in Waterloo to cover the reoccurring costs, because yes, we did have enough funding to build it. But now with heating and electricity and that, the reoccurring costs are covered by court fees. So we need you know, Bromont and Knowlton and Sutton and everyone around to come visit us, because that's you know, just to cover the annual cost.
So this is really available to basically Waterloo and the surrounding area. Essentially, it's yeah, meant for.
It's actually open to anyone. We part of the Tennis Canada funding was that we need to run certain programs, which pretty much I like to do anyway. I'm a phys ed teacher and I've been a coach for like 30 years now. So what we're doing is one of the aspects was that you couldn't charge membership, because most of the private clubs charge a few $100. So we have a very minimal fee to cover our key cards and that, but it's really negligible. It's $35 for the whole season. And it's usually from Thanksgiving up until the end of April. And then as people for adults, if they reserve a court, it costs $35 for the hour, regardless of how many people are on the court. As far as I know, we're the least expensive tennis indoor tennis facility in Quebec at the moment.
And this is the one of the, if not the only indoor facility of its kind in Quebec, right? This is one of the first projects in the province.
As far as I know, I was in, it's the first one to receive funding through the Tennis Canada indoor court project. There's a gentleman, a coach near Quebec in Saint-Augustin, near Quebec City, who has two bubbles over three courts each. He put his up, I think he completed his second winter, so he'd be going to his third winter now. And I think about 20 years ago, I was at Montebello, and I think there they had two covered courts. I'm not sure if they still exist. But it's odd how in Quebec there's very few. In Ontario, I think they have over 40 installations like this. So it's really common. In Quebec, it seems more to be more popular for soccer and not so much for tennis.
And, you know, now that this facility is finally here, how will it support the direction that the François Godbout Tennis Club, who, of course, is going to be overseeing this space, you know, how will it support the direction that the club wants to take when it comes to tennis in Waterloo and the Eastern Townships, I guess?
Right, absolutely. I mean, one thing that's a goal of mine, I've been on the board with Tennis Quebec for 6 years and I've been coaching for a number of years, and there are only about 15 the regional tennis centers for the development of kids. So there hasn't really been one in this area. So our goal is within 3 years to be recognized as a centre de développement for the kids. And that's it's really exciting because in the other sports, I mean, if you're, my daughter swims and my son also plays hockey as well as tennis, but you have the house league and then you have double letters and there's so many hockey programs. But for tennis, lately, prior to having the facility here, a lot of the players would go to Brossard or all the way to Montreal to train there. So it's really excellent that they'll now be able to play year round closer to home. As a bonus, we have the under 18 provincial championships here in the summer. And a coach from Montreal who has been coaching there for 20 years, she reached out because she bought a house in Granby because it's more affordable out here than there. And in June, she asked if she could start working here. And I said, oh, when are you taking possession of your house? And she said, on the 5th of October. I said, that's great. And it's a long Thanksgiving weekend. And I said, hey, I'll hire you as of Tuesday. So it's really a gift from heaven that we have such a certified coach. She used to play professionally for the Romanian national team. Wow. And she's been coaching for 20 years. She coached Layla and Delalo, who won the Challenger in Granby last year. So she really has a vast amount of experience that's really going to help us put our program on the map.
Okay, so you really just want to become a major center here for children and for the picking up tennis and learning tennis and getting engaging
Absolutely.
In tennis.
Absolutely, because usually the adults manage to take care of themselves. I also didn't mention that we got funding from Desjardins, and they also put in $255,000, which is fantastic. So all the goals with Tennis Canada and with Desjardins are all based on how many children are playing, how many schools are involved, how many tournaments are you hosting, and that type of thing. There weren't any goals for for us other age groups, really, because typically adults, they could call each other up or their leagues are very easy for them to organize. But I'm kind of charging the way to, put in the step-by-step. So if someone starts playing at 4 or 5 years old, they could play all throughout high school. And now there's also a SEJEP league in the province and university leagues. So we're getting quite organized finally.
Just trying to kind of light that passion for tennis here in the area.
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that everyone has to go to high level. But I mean, just the fact that with the elementary schools here, there's an English elementary school and the French one, and there must be at least 600-700 students there. So I try to get all the phys ed classes to come by to at least try it out. And then for sure, I mean, there's so many options, so many sports. But if someone wants to play more tennis, at least they'll know there's something available.
Yeah. And, you know, one of my major questions for you, Norman, was what will the Dome, which allows people to play year-round, like you mentioned, allow the François Godbout Tennis Club accomplish that maybe it wasn't able to accomplish before as a result of not having access to an indoor infrastructure? So by this, I mean programs, maybe other opportunities. I didn't know if maybe you wanted to highlight that a little bit more.
Well, for sure. It's, I mean, typically this year, the club would shut down, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's really doubled our season. It's my 8th year here, and when I started we were about at 40 members or so, and I think this past summer we were over 500. So it's really become, not everyone plays every week obviously, but it's still it's amazing now with our online reservation system how I could reach out for different activities and that. But indoors, on every Sunday we have junior tournaments. They're either the under 10, 12, or all the way up to under 18 tournaments. And then the rest of the week, I mean, there's doubles leagues. A little bit unfortunate for Granby, but the company that bought Inter Plus, which is Pro Gym, they removed 3 tennis courts to put in 2 deck hockey services. So I guess people that are playing deck hockey are thrilled. But for the tennis community, it really limited, and they only have 2 courts left. So it limited their league play. So it was fantastic for us, obviously, because there's been a huge influx of players from Bromont and Granby that used to play in Bromont and Granby, exactly, that are now playing here. So there's really, from morning till night, we're open from about 7 to 11. And of course, are really starting to fill up, so it's fun to see.
So you're bringing more people in than you were able to before, and
yeah just again serendipity, kind of like with the way the coach just happened to move to Montreal from Montreal here, and then next thing you know, the closest club to the place shuts down basically. So it's really been unfortunate for, I guess, Granby, but we're happy to accommodate the people that want to play here.
And you know, how do you hope that this space, like you mentioned, you want it to become a center for development for young children who who are interested in tennis and whatnot. But how do you hope this space contributes to the development of tennis, not only at the local level, but maybe at the provincial and federal level as well? You mentioned how you do some provincial tournaments here. So is this something that you hope to continue doing or to expand on here and to do more with that?
Absolutely. Through the center, actually, I have my own nonprofit, which is called Tennis NLG, and we hosted the most tournaments in the province because we have hosted tournaments here as well in Bromont and Cowansville. They have 6 courts behind the high school there at Massey-Vanier. Yeah. And we're also in Farnham and a bit in Rock Forest. So with all these facilities that we were using in the summer, we'd have a tournament, different age groups every Saturday and Sunday all summer. And now we're going to have another 25 or so in the bubble. And it's just what ends up happening is because most of the tennis clubs in Quebec are privately owned, they're now, the tennis is so popular that they're charging really expensive fees. So they don't really host many children's tournaments because the revenue that comes in from the children's tournament doesn't cover the court cost. So it's really been excellent. I think that's why we need more of these types of facilities around, because it's excellent for us because we really want to promote that the children can play. On the flip side, for Waterloo, it's been great because I think we'll be the biggest tourist attraction all winter. I'm not sure what it was before us. I know they have a big hockey tournament for a week and in the winter, but now every Sunday there's about 32 players and they come with an entourage. So it might be 100 people visiting Waterloo every Sunday. It's pretty much put us on the map.
I didn't know if there was anything that is coming up soon or something exciting that people can look forward to from the François Godbout Tennis Club moving forward, but please mention anything if people should keep it on their radar.
If ever they want to just check out our website, if they go on the Ville Waterloo webpage, they could find out the club page and figure out how to get registered in that. But really, I think it's just the key is to make it a community center and have all ages. I mean, I'm focused on the children, but really the priority from opening till noon is on the adults. They have access to the courts first, then the children's from more or less 12 o'clock onwards, and then the adults again more later in the evening. And this way, everybody kind of has their priority of blocks of time. But yes, for sure, there's different projects upcoming. There's nothing too major, but I hope we're already into November, so maybe by the mid-month, around 15th or so, we're going to put up the programming just for people to sign up in January, February, through to the end of April. So there's a lot of new things going on, and it's a lot of plates spinning at the same time. So we're just trying to put as best a program together. And I mean, it is actually a real tennis club, so we want to make sure that everything we offer is up to the people's expectations.
Well, those are really all the questions that I had for you, Norman, about the project and where you hope to go in the future. But please feel free to highlight anything else that maybe I didn't touch on in my questions that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Well, I just think that it's interesting having different perspectives, obviously. I mean, when you have 500 people playing tennis, there's a few different points of view. But I think it's just the fact that it's just been wonderful with the city contributing, Mr. Godbout, Rogers, of course, Tennis Canada, and Desjardins. Just everyone, it was difficult to get the money together to start the project. But the fact now that it's city land and it's a city-owned facility, I mean, then there's no taxes to pay and so forth. So it's not a center to make a profit. It's just to provide the services as, at low cost as possible, so as many people can play as possible. So it's really trying to bring a different, business model to the tennis scene in Quebec.
Great. Well, maybe you'd like to highlight for those who are looking for the space or looking for information about the François Godbout Tennis Club. Is that all found on the Ville de Waterloo website as well?
Yes. Our website is clubspark.ca and then the / with Club de Tennis François Godbout. So okay. It's a bit of a mouthful, but that's why I send people to the city website and okay. They'll find it there. Okay. The address officially is on 35 Rue Mario. It's Mario Street, and then from there it's a little bit of a walk through the park. But it's hard to miss our big bubble. It's it does stand out somewhat. Again, that's just we're trying to figure out the latest renovations and how to now connect our tennis chalet with the dome before the snow flies. And we're almost at the end of our project here, but everything is functional, and we're excited to have anybody come play, regardless of what age they are.
Well, thank you so much again, Norman, for chatting with us all about this project. I really appreciate it.
Super. Thank you very much.
I also had the chance to speak with Eugene Lapierre, who is a former Montreal Tournament Director for Tennis and is now the Special Advisor to the President of Tennis Canada, who speaks with CIDI about Tennis Canada's decision to support this project in Waterloo and where Tennis Canada hopes to see the project go from here.
Well, we just want to find places where you have a really people passionate about the game, and he wants to push that because it's not easy, because it's going to cost a few dollars, like I don't know, probably around $2 million for a project like this one. So you need to people to be able to work and find the money and everything. Anybody that will raise their hand in Quebec or in the rest of Canada will say, okay, we're there. We'll help you with what we can, and finding the contractors that can do the job and everything. We know pretty much about indoor facilities, so we can help every which way we can, and that's what happened. We have a number of them that got built in the rest of Canada, but it was the first one to take place in Waterloo because of the interest of the people of the city of Waterloo to take that on. So if it be in Saint-Jérôme, we'll go. If it's in Quebec City, we'll go. So we're ready to help whoever goes that way. But the main reason why this project for Tennis Canada is because because we want more people to play tennis and more kids to play tennis 12 months a year. It's a great sport, but so far in Quebec and Canada, for the most part, people play during the summer season, the warm season, and then put the racket in the locker until the spring. Yes. And so there's a demand for people to play 12 months a year. So we hope that this will serve as a model for other municipalities to do just the same, because it's going to catch. I've been very close to the facility in Montreal at the Stade IGA, where we have 16 indoor courts. It's full all the time. It's they're the only public court in the greater Montreal area, and yes, there are private clubs, indoor clubs, but they're not the most affordable for Monsieur Tout le Monde, as we say.
Yes.
So that's why this type of a facility is so good, because it's going to give the opportunity for people to play tennis and all year long in an affordable way. And that we want to see more and more. So more people get to play tennis all year long. So that's where we are. That's what we're trying. We hope it catches up and more.
And now that it has officially opened its doors, the Tennis Dome in Waterloo, how will Tennis Canada continue to work alongside the Club de Tennis François Godbout moving forward, who of course oversees the activities and the programs that are going to take place at the Tennis Dome? Maybe this is the end of the partnership, but I was just curious in learning more about that and seeing if you're going to be collaborating moving forward as well.
Well, all programs that we have for developing the game can be helpful for Norman, the people that will help him develop the game there. Just like training the coaches and everything for becoming certified coaches and everything there. And I'm sure Norman has all that lined up. But all programs that comes from Tennis Canada as well, and everything that he's going to need to help, especially the kid. If a kid learns a sport at a young age, chances are that they're going to be playing a long time. So we say tennis is the sport of a lifetime. So that's what we want. So yeah, not only would they need good coaches and to transmit the taste and the love of the game and playing long time, but also getting ways of participating. I think he's good enough. He's not going to need help from Tennis Canada directly, but maybe from Tennis Quebec or to organize a competition. But at some point, if he needs to organize competition at a higher level, of course, we'll be there. I know he already organizes tennis tournaments during the summer at the provincial level. So maybe it's going to come at the provincial or national level, maybe during the winter. So we'll be there.
Okay, great. That's just what I wanted to know. So Tennis Canada, if their expertise are needed, they're always going to be there for Norman and the other individuals involved. Great. Now, you kind of touched upon this, Eugene, throughout the conversation as to where you hope to see this project going. That was actually what my final question was for you, was what do you hope to see grow from this project? Because like you mentioned, this is one of the only projects of its kind in the Eastern Townships and Quebec at large. So like, what are your hopes with all of this in the end?
Well, I hope it's going to work first. I mean, I hope it's going to be, I don't doubt it. He's got four courts. It's not so many, but it's good enough. I don't think the place would have hold for more than that. So I hope that he's going to find, only that it doesn't answer to all the demand that's out there. There is a lot of people that would like to play tennis year long, I'm sure. And he's got, I think, after just a few days that he opened, I heard that he had like 300 members already. So it's already a lot. That's what I hope first for him, that he's got a success on his hands, and then that it serves as a model for other municipalities. That would be tremendous. We'll see at some point.
Well, thank you so much, Eugene. Those are really all the questions that I had from you. I just really wanted to get a better understanding of Tennis Canada's involvement and, you know, what your hopes are with this project and your involvement moving forward. But please feel free to mention anything else that I may not have touched on in my questions that you think would be important to mention.
No, that's perfect. I think if you do mention the tremendous support of François Godbout, who's a, if you Google his name, you'll see he was a great tennis champion. So he's a great personality. And of course, Norman Rushing for all the passion that he brought to the project. And certainly the city of Waterloo, because they're going to be part of the project, not only for its realization, but ongoing. Actually, they're responsible now for the project going well and helping Norman to achieve everything he wants to achieve. So the city of Waterloo has been all around this project, and that's exactly what we want to see: more municipalities take on tennis as a sport for its population.
Thank you so much, Eugene, again for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.